या लक्ष्मी माता जी आ रहे थे।
यस माता जी, हरे कृष्णा।
लक्ष्मी माता जी आ रहे थे।
यस आई एम देयर, कैन यू हियर मी?
हरे कृष्णा, वेलकम टू भक्ति सुंदर जयपाल कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल। We are extremely fortunate to have His Grace Satyanand Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji will be enlightening us by discussing the glories of Sri Sri Radharaman, Madhavendra Puri, and Srinivas Acharya. So Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all of you, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for giving us this opportunity, your valuable time and association this morning. So without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to you now. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सर्वनरमनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसंहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरद्विषये नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा टू ऑल ऑफ यू। आई एम रियली ग्रेटफुल टू भक्ति संघ ग्रुप फॉर इनवाइटिंग मी अगेन टू हैव कृष्ण कथा ऑन दिस ऑस्पिशियस डे ऑफ श्री श्री राधा रमन जी अपियरेंस डे, देन माधवेंद्रपुरी श्रीपाद माधवेंद्रपुरी अपियरेंस डे, श्रीनिवास आचार्य's अपियरेंस डे, एंड देर इज वन अनदर आचार्य परमेश्वर ठाकुर हुज दिस अपियरेंस डे वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग टुडे। सो इट्स वेरी ग्रेट ओकेजन टुडे एज मोस्ट ऑफ अस इन इंडिया आर लॉकडाउन बट वी आर फ्लरिशिंग इन अवर हार्ट्स हैविंग सच ऑस्पिशियस डे एंड हियरिंग द कथाज ऑफ द लॉर्ड। So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the pilgrimage of South India, he met one exalted devotee. His name was Srila Ramananda Rai. And to Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya asked, what is the greatest distress that you know? And Ramananda Rai replied, he did not say lockdown is the greatest distress or some financial crisis is the greatest distress. Ramananda Rai replied, to be without the association of sincere and dedicated devotees is the only distress that I know. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated this answer, that what is the distress all about? That to be without the association of sincere and dedicated devotees is the only distress. And this is what a longing a devotee has who is properly situated in Krishna consciousness. that his longing of that person, that devotee's longing and aspiration is to be in the association of the Vaishnavas. So, Sangha represents that mood of longing and aspiring in the association of the devotees. So I appreciate all of you for providing such Sangha to each one. So today we will be first discussing about Shripad Madhavendra Puri, who is the pinnacle of devotion in our Sampradaya, who exhibited ecstatic symptoms towards devotional service of the Lord, who brought love for divine couple in our Sampradaya of Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as his Param Guru, just like for us, Prabhupada is. Similarly, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhavendra Puri Pad is. So first we'll be discussing about Shripad Madhavendra Puri, and then we will be discussing about appearance of Shri Radha Raman ji and his devotee Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and then about Srinivas Acharya. So whatever time is there at our disposal, we'll try to complete the narrations of these great devotees. Jai Shri Madhav Puri Krishna Prema Pura Bhakti Kalpa Taruteho Pratham Ankura. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, while writing about Madhavendra Puri Prad, he says, Jaya Jaya Sri Madhav Puri Krishna Prema Pura. All glories to Sri Madhavendra Puri Prad, who is the storehouse, Krishna Prema Pur. Krishna Pura means storehouse of devotional service unto Krishna. And Bhakti Kalpa Taror Teho Prathama Ankur. And he is the desired tree of devotional service. Kalpataru basically means desired tree. And what is this Kalpataru is giving? This desired tree is giving? He is giving bhakti. Bhakti Kalpataru Teho Pratham Ankur. And it is in him that the seed of devotional service first fructified. So this is the greatness of Sri Madhav Puri has been explained. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his way to Jagannath Puri after taking sannyas from Srila Keshav Bharati, he came to the place called Remuna, and there in the temple of Sri Gopinath, there he took halt. And that time, Nityanand Prabhu was there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he started explaining about Madhavendra Puri. Prabhu kahe Nityananda karah vichar, Puri sama bhagyavana jagat nahiyar. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu, he asked Nityananda Prabhu, that just think, karah vichar, please just consider, Puri sama bhagyavana jagate nahiyar, that there is no such fortunate person in this world except Madhavendra Puri Pad. Puri sama bhagyavana jagate nahiyar. So why is bhagyavan? Why is so fortunate? Then the disclosure is made by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Why Madhavendra Puri Pad is so fortunate, and no one is fortunate like him in this world. So then he said that Dugda Dana Chale Krishna Yare Dekha Dila Tina Bara Swapne Ase Yare Adnya Dila. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is listing the fortune of Sripad Madhavendra Puri Pad. So he is saying, Dugda Dana Chale Krishna Yare Dekha Dila. So first, Lord Krishna himself came to offer milk to Sripad Madhavendra Paripad. That we will discuss. So we are just counting the fortune in the position of Sripad Madhavendra Paripad. So the first time he came to give milk, he himself came to give milk to Madhavendra Paripad. The second he said, Tina Bare Sopna Asi Yare Ajna Dila. So Lord Krishna himself came in the dream of Madhavendra Puri and he gave instructions, direct instruction receiving from Krishna himself. Three times Lord Krishna gave him the instruction. That is the second fortune. And then Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yara prema vashahana prakata haila seva angi karakari jagat tarila. And for his sake, for Madhavendra Puri's sake, Lord Krishna appeared in the form of Gopal to accept his devotional service. So that is the third instance where Lord Krishna reciprocated with Sripad Madhavendra Puri. That he personally wanted to receive services from him. And the fourth thing, which is another epitome, Yara lagi Gopinath Shira Kaila Churi Atayeva Nama Haila Shira Chorakari. That for Madhavendra Puri's sake, Lord Gopinath stole the pot of sweet rice. And he became famous as a, earlier he was known as Gopinath. But after this, when he himself stole, after this stealing business, he became known as a Sheer Chor Gopinath, one who has stolen sweet milk, sweet rice for his devotees. So, these incidences, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enlisted to Nityananda Prabhu to think how fortunate Madhavendra Puri is. So this is the life of, we'll briefly discuss these pastimes of Sripad Madhavendra Puripad. So Sripad Madhavendra Puripad was also a spiritual master of Sripad Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Advaita Acharya. Just like when Nityananda Prabhu was traveling throughout the pilgrimages in India, so when he came to the western provinces, by the divine arrangement of Lord Krishna, he met Madhavendra Puri. And when he saw Sripad Madhavendra Puri, immediately the great ecstatic love poured his heart and he offered obeisances to Sripad Madhavendra Puri. And when Sripad Madhavendra Puri saw Nityananda Prabhu, he also picked him up and embraced, and both of them fell unconscious. So as these things were taking place, the ecstatic love in their heart was flowing and they started dancing in the kirtan of the Lord. So after the kirtan got over, Nityananda Prabhu fell at the lotus feet of Madhavendra Puripad, and in great reverence, as tears were flowing from his eyes, he requested to Madhavendra Puripad to accept him as his disciple. And Madhavendra Puripad accepted Nityananda Prabhu as his disciple. And when they were together, when they were chanting the holy name of the Lord, it is explained that they would fall unconscious for hours together. sometimes 3, sometimes 6 hours, sometimes 9 hours. And that is how Vrindavan Das Thakur have explained about such ecstatic symptoms in the body of these great souls. So, Madhavendra Puri Pad also travelled throughout the many holy places, like pilgrimages. And he was such a great personality and humble at heart that wherever he travelled, actually all the places became holy places by just because that is also spoken in Srimad Bhagavatam, that wherever the great souls of the Lord travels, that land becomes holy. And as he was traveling throughout different provinces, different holy places, at last he came to Sri Vrindavan Dham. He traveled through all the 12 forests in Vrindavan. And after traveling through 12 forests of Vrindavan, he came to Govardhan. He performed parikrama of the Govardhan. And while performing parikrama, he came to the place called Govindakund in Govardhan. So you must have seen, those who have visited Vrindavan and Govardhan, there is a Govindakund. It's a big lake where just close to Govindakund is Apsara Kund and Naval Kund. So at that Govindakund, he sat under a tree, silently chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Madhavendra Puri Pad, as a vow, he had a vow that he would not beg, he would not beg from anyone for his sustenance. Whatever would come on its own accord, he would accept. So that day he did not get anything and he did not ask anyone. As he was chanting, after some time, a most beautiful little cowherd boy approached him with a pot of milk in his hand. So the boy said, Oh, Swamiji, who are you? Why do you fast? So, as soon as Madhavendra Puri Pad saw this boy, immediately he felt ecstatic love in his heart by seeing the beauty of this boy. So Madhavendra Puri Pad replied him by asking question itself. So he said, who are you? Why are you here? And how did you know that I am hungry or I am fasting? So the boy, that coward boy, said that, see, I am from this village itself. And in my village, no one goes hungry or no one fasts. Some people beg and we supply all of their needs. And other people just take little bit of milk. And those who are too humble to even beg, we personally supply whatever they need. So all different kinds of people we have seen. So please take this milk. The ladies who have come here, who have taken water from the Govindakund, they have been watching you and they told us that you are fasting and they gave me some milk to hand it over to you or deliver to you. Now it is time for me to go and milk my cows. So I must go now. I will come back and take the pot, milk pot from you. So, within a moment, that little boy disappeared from that place. Madhavendra Puri drank that ambrosial nectar of milk. Then, he washed that pot and sat under the tree for waiting that boy to come back. And that boy did not come back throughout the day. And as night fell, Madhavendra Puri was feeling ecstasy because that milk was himself, like that milk was given by Lord himself, by his lotus hand. So he was feeling ecstasy and he could not sleep in the night. And as sometime, like some, after some time, his eyes just closed towards night as morning was coming up. So he saw that somebody like Krishna, that same boy, came in his dream. And that boy said, please follow me. And that boy took him to the bushes of Vrindavan. And he said, that boy holding his hand, he said, in this bushes I have been residing for long time, waiting for you to come and remove me from this bushes and install me. Because for a long time I have been experiencing heat of sun, which is scorching, and freezing cold, and shower of rain. And I have been watching you so carefully. So please do this one thing, that take me out of this place and bring some villagers and get them to take me out. And immediately that boy disappeared. And Madhavendra Puri's sleep got broken. So he first did not believe what happened. That, because again it was shock for him that the boy who had came in the morning, that was Krishna himself. So that was the first ecstasy. And second thing was that Krishna instructed him to go to the nearby bushes. He showed that place and take out the deity form which was lying there. So then again Madhavendra Puri took that instruction seriously and asked all the villagers of that place to go with him. And he went to that place where that bush was there, and that place was there where that deity was lying under the earth. So they started digging, and for everyone's amazement, they found out the deity of Sri Gopal, which was originally carved and installed by Lord Krishna's great grandson, Sri Brajranath. So that deity immediately was taken out, and everyone in that area, everyone in that place called Aniyor, everyone gathered to see this amazing sight where Lord Gopal himself have appeared through Madhavendra Puri Path's intervention. So they arrange a great festival for these deities, and so many cows, so many annakut was happening in and around of the place. So all the people from Mathura, all the people from different villages, when they came to know about this incident, they were running towards the place to take darshan. As this got over, again after some time, as festivities was going on, after some time, Madhavendrapuri again got instruction from Sri Gopal. He again appeared in his dream. And now he instructed that because of so many years I have been lying or buried under the earth, I am still not yet feeling cool. So what I want you to do, go to eastern side, go to Puri and bring Chandan and apply that on my body. I am still feeling so much of heat. And now you all must be aware that this Chandan Yatra is going on. That is the celebration of Sripad Madhurendra Puripad's hard work. So beautiful darshans of here in athletes in Chopati, we have a Gopal GDT. So every day the Chandan for this 21 days from Akshay Tritiya, we start for 21 days. So beautiful darshans by applying Chandan is given. So that same festival started from this instruction. So without any thought, Madhavendra Puripad started to Utkal Desh, or that is Jagannath Puri. So I'll just fast forward a little bit. Then on the way, he came to the village called Remuna. He stopped there and he had heard about the deity of Gopinath ji. So he went to that temple and he offered obeisances to Gopinath ji. Then he heard so much of glories and he sang dance in front of the Gopinath deities. So whenever Madhavendra Puri went, like even if he was alone walking down the street, living in a house, he would just dance and chant as an expression of his love. So during that time, as he was dancing and chanting, so that time the pujari took offering to the Lord, and as offering was taken inside, so he had also heard about the offering which is made to the Lord here in Gopinath. So he was very famous, the Gopinath's offering in Remuna, that the taste of this preparation was unparalleled in the world. And that preparation is called Amrit Keli. Amrit means nectar. And this Amrit Keli is offered in 12 earthen pots to the Lord. So Madhavendra Puripad had heard about glories of this Amrit Keli. So as Pujari was taking it to offer to the Lord, so Madhavendra Puri, out of great love, the thought came to his in his mind that what if that only if only I can make this offering to my Gopal, how much he will be happy. And for that, if I can just taste one small part of this sweet rice, then I will be able to make this preparation for my Gopal. So immediately, as soon as he thought of this, he immediately became disgusted. Well, how can I think of tasting Lord's Bhoga? That still he is eating, Lord is still eating, but still I am thinking of tasting it. How condemned I am. That way he was thinking. And after the offering, there was aarti. Madhavendra Puri stayed for some time for the aarti. And as soon as it was over, very embarrassed heart, he silently left. to the secluded marketplace so that no one come to know. So there also he chanted, he sat there. And Pujari took the offering off the altar. What he did, and he did all the different things and took away the, closed the door. He rested the Lord Gopinath, and he also took rest in the afternoon. So as soon as he slept, the Pujari slept as he was resting, Gopinath, means that Gopinath deity, appeared in his dream and said, "Oh my Pujari, you do not know what kind of trick I played today. Today, I stole one pot of sweet rice of my devotee Madhvendra, for my devotee Madhvendra Puri, and I hid it behind my deity, behind the cloth curtain, actually. So now you come at once and collect that pot and give it to the Madhvendra Puri. And remember that Puri Gosai is sitting in marketplace. You take and deliver it to him." So Pujari immediately got up from his sleep. So he hurriedly went to the bathroom, took bath, and again opened the door in between. And as he looked behind the cloth curtain, sure enough, that one pot of sweet rice was there. And from this day till today, over 500 years later, the Gopinath deity is known as a Kshir Chor Gopinath. 5,000 plus years, mostly, roughly 600 years. So that is the love Lord exhibited for his devotees. So the Pujari went out of the temple and he started calling, "Is there any Madhvendra Puri there? Is there any Madhvendra Puri? Please come. You are the most fortunate person in all the world. Take this sweet rice." He went and he started calling in the marketplaces of Ramana. So he came forward. Madhvendra Puri heard that Pujari is calling like this. So he came forward and immediately offered Dandavat to Pujari. Pujari offered Dandavat back to the Madhvendra Puri. So then he explained the whole story, how Lord had stolen a sweet rice, a pot of sweet rice for him. So as soon as Madhvendra Puri heard this, he cried upon seeing the Pujari and hearing that. So Madhvendra Puri ate that sweet rice with ecstasy, and he kept that pot also along with him. So whole village came to know about this miracle. But Madhvendra Puri was also thinking, now people will start glorifying me. So he did not want any pratishta, any honor or reverence towards all this thing what had happened. So he sneaked from there, secretly left Ramuna, and went to complete his mission. So this is a greatness. And similarly, the things we find that when devotee, they have a great mission, so they did not stop for anything. Just like when Hanumanji was supposed to go to Lanka, so Mahendra Parvat, he offered him a great resting place, but he did not stop there. So here also we see Madhvendra Puri, till the time mission is complete, whatever comes, you know, on the way, whether it is pratishta, whether it is great name and fame, or whether it is other obstacles, they keep going. And that is what also Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami talks about. That he says, प्रगाढ प्रेमेरयै स्वभाव आचार निज दुख विघ्नादि ना करे विचार. I will come back to this sloka. I'll just finish this. Now, what is this pragada premera? Swabhav. So Madhavendrapuri secretly left the Remuna and went to Puri, where he was supposed to collect chandan for Lord Gopal in Vrindavan. So he collected, and before he could reach, his fame had already reached to Puri. So people were waiting that where is that great saintly personality for whom Lord himself stole sweet rice. So the people there, they arranged everything for Madhavendrapuri, and he was returning back. So as he was returning back from Jagannath Puri, so when he was about to reach Remuna, Lord again appeared in his dream, and he told that I am not different from Gopal. So what you can do, you can offer this chandan to Gopinath deity in Remuna. So that day onwards, then the same Gopinath deity and Gopalji deity here. Now Gopalji deity is in India. Gopalji deity is in Srinathji. That same deity is which Madhavendrapuri had found out. So almost 82 pounds of sandalwood about 8 ounces of camphor Madhavendrapuri Pada had collected, and all the obstacles, all these things were taken away from his service to Lord Gopal. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also says that Praghada Premera Yehi Swabhava Achar Nija Dukha Vighna Dina Kare. This is the nature of love. What is that nature? That how much inconveniences, how much difficulties I go through, that doesn't matter. But I fulfill the desire of my Lord and Master. And that is what been exhibited by Shripad Madhavendrapuri. That he did not stayed back, that, oh, just now you told me to take out and perform these services. But now you are sending me to the Puri so long. Actually, almost 2000 to 2005 kilometer distance is there in between Vrindavan and Jagannath Puri. And without any modern ways to travel, Madhavendrapuri Pad started walking and fulfilled that desire. So he did not delegated the work that now somebody should go and I should stay. No, he himself went. And that is what, therefore he is glorified. Praghada Premirayai Swabhava Achar. And the same Madhavendrapuri, on his deathbed, he exhibited Radha Bhav. So in history, it is said that only three people experienced Mahabhav. One is Radharani, second is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and third is Madhavendrapuri Pad. So that is the greatness of Shripad Madhavendrapuri Pad. So Shripad Madhavendrapuri Pad ki jai. Now I would like to discuss a little bit about Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And because his dear deities, his worshipable deities are Shishiradha Ramanji. So their appearance day is also there today. I'll briefly discuss. Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami was the son of Venkat Bhatta. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, preaching and distributing the holy name, that time he went to the place called Sriranga, where Lord's very huge deities, Sri Ranganathji, resides. And one of the pujari of Sri Ranganathji was Sri Venkat Bhatta. So he invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay at his home because that was the rainy season and Chaturmas had begun. So during Chaturmas, no sannyasi travels anywhere. He does bhajan at one place. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to stay. Actually, this is the only place. Srirangam is the only place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu outside Jagannath Puri stayed longer. That is for 4 months. So Venkat Bhatt and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a friendly relationship and they would have great discussion over the devotional service of the Lord. They had a debate also about relationship of Lakshmi Devi and Krishna and the rasa. They discussed a lot. So Venkat Bhatt had his son, little Gopal. So Gopal, when he was associating with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he started serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So 4 months, Gopal Bhatta Goswami served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is the power of association. This is the power of service to the great personality. So little Gopal served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and heard from him. So he became attached to the devotional service of Lord Krishna. And as 4 months got over, along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopal Bhatta Goswami also wanted to leave. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to him that your parents are devotee. You please take care of them. And once they leave this planet, you come and join me in Vrindavan. So that instruction Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami took that instruction, and also Lord Chaitanya had instructed him to worship Shaligram Shila. So after some time, both his parents departed to the spiritual world, and after their departure, Gopal Bhatta Goswami went to Sri Vrindavan Dham. And one day, also, he would travel. So he went to one place called Muktinath in Nepal, where Gandaki River flows. That is one of the Divya Desham. So there, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, as he was taking bath in that Gandaki River, so in his Kamandalu, 12 Shaligram Shila entered. So he was amazed to see that. How come? He did not have any desire to collect them, carry them with him, but they himself entered into that Kamandalu. So he put them back into the Gandaki River. Again, after some time, this Shila entered into the Kamandalu of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So now Gopal Bhatta Goswami understood that Lord wanted me to take care of this Shaligram Shila. So as he brought them back to Vrindavan and he started worshipping. One day what happened? It was said that one very rich merchant came to Vrindavan Dham. A very wealthy man came to and brought beautiful jewelries and the different outfits for the deities of Vrindavan. For Radha Govind, Radha Madan Mohan were there, and all other deities. So, but he came to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He could not offer anything. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami also said, if my deity, my Shaligram would have formed, so I would have also decorated. So on the day of Narsingha Chaturdashi, he was praying to the Lord, Lord, that just as you appeared from this pillar, from the stone, and took a beautiful form of Lord Narasimha Dev, if you desire, you can also appear from the stone of Shaligram Shila and reveal your beautiful form to the world. He was praying this on the day of Narasimha Chaturdashi, and yesterday we all celebrated that. And as he was praying to the Lord, he slept, and next day morning he went to the, like, next day morning, some say, in afternoon. So as he was taking rest, next day he took bath into the Yamuna river, holy Yamuna river. And when he came back, he saw this beautiful deity. Means the he was like on Shaligram, when we make them rest, what we do? We cover them with the cloth. So one above one shila, the cloth was standing like this. So he was amazed to see that. And when he took out that cloth, so for his amazement, he saw a beautiful form manifested. So that day he called all the Goswamis of Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami came, Sanatana Goswami came, and all other Goswamis. So when they saw this beautiful deity, on the request of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, everyone was overwhelmed with the joy and ecstasy. So, in our sampradaya, there is a sambandha, abhideya, and prayojan deities. So, sambandha deities are Madan Mohan. Abhideya deities are Radha Govindi, means relationship. The knowledge about sambandha is knowledge about our relationship. Acting on the relationship is abhideya, and the fruit of this abhideya, the process and sambandha, is prayojan, ultimate goal of devotional service. So the Gopinath deity, Shishi Radha Gopinath ji, is the deity, prayojan Nadi Dev. So this deity, the Radharaman deities, resembles the beauty of these three deities. So all these three deities, it was said that the feet, the waist, and the face of Radharaman is included of these three deities. And that is the beauty of Radharaman Dev. One day, he was lamenting. Gopal Bhatta Goswami was lamenting that my father told me, Ms. Venkat Bhatta had told me to fix my mind on worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But I think that I am neglecting that because I am so completely absorbed in worshipping Radharaman. And as he was thinking like this, means Gopal Bhatta Goswami was thinking, now I am taking care of Radharaman's all the worship and everything. So I am neglecting the instruction of my father. So as he was thinking, so Radharaman deity immediately turned into Lord Chaitanya. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami saw that beautiful form, golden form of Gauranga. So then he understood that Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of both Radha and Krishna. So these deities are so dear to all the Vaishnavas. And these are the deities, they remain in Vrindavan. So till today, these deities are worshipped in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada had told to all the ISKCON devotees, if you want to learn worship of our deities, so we should learn it from Shishi Radha Raman's temple. Because they are there since the beginning of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So this is about appearance of Radharaman Dev, and in next 10 minutes I will try to complete appearance of Srinivas Acharya. So there is a very beautiful connection between Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Srinivas Acharya. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami would always associate with the Goswamis of Vrindavan. Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Loknath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, Kashishwar Pandit was there, Raghunath Das Goswami there. So after some years, all these devotees, they left their bodies and returned to the spiritual world. So everyone, like first Rup and Sanatan Goswami disappeared. So everyone was feeling separation. They were flowing, means they were drowned in the into the ocean of separation. Because they had such a love for one another. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami, seeing their separation, experiencing their separation, he also did not want to go on living without the association of these great devotees. So he would manage somehow or other to do his puja to Radha Ramanji, because he was feeling great separation from all these devotees, like Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. And as he was managing his services to Radha Ramanji, he would simply cry in separation, until one day a great personality appeared, and that personality was Srinivas Acharya. I'll tell that why it is important. So Srinivas Acharya was the son of one great devotee whose name was Chaitanya Das. His earlier name was Gadadhar Bhattacharya, and he was a classmate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they both grew up together in Navadvip. So Gadadhar Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's friend. It's a long story, I'll just cut short. So they were separated. He was staying in another, now he started staying in another village. One day, he happened to come to Katwa. And that day, he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas on that day. And as he was already connected with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so his heart shattered seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. Because he was childhood friend. So that day onward, this Gadadhar Bhattacharya started Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. He would always constantly chant the name of Chaitanya. And because of that, as he was he continuously chanted the Chaitanya, Chaitanya. He was known, like he came to known as a Chaitanya Das. So as he was also married, Chaitanya Das, and one day they both, husband and wife, had a desire to have a son. But they were surprised because they had taken a vow, we will not have son and we will continue serving Lord Chaitanya. So they thought, let us go to Puri where Lord Chaitanya is there. So they went to Puri and they spent some time there, and they asked Lord Chaitanya that this is how our desire is. So Lord Chaitanya said, yes, that is the desire, then you should fulfill. So they became very jubilant, and soon after that a beautiful son was born to both of them, Chaitanya Das and his wife. And that son was Srinivas. And Chaitanya Das always constantly narrated the beautiful pastime and about his associate to Srinivas. And he developed great desire to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srinivas Acharya was born in Jajigram. Jajigram is a place in Bengal. And close to this Jajigram, this place, was the place of great devotees. That is Srikhanda. There, Narahari Sarkar and all other devotees who were the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they would always give association to Srinivas. And he got association of these great devotees. So one day, Narahari Sarkar told Srinivas Thakur that you should go to Jagannath Puri. Because Advaita Acharya had sent a message to Lord Chaitanya to wind up his pastime. So before Lord Chaitanya disappeared from this world, you go and take darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So on the instruction of Narahari Thakur, Srinivas Acharya left Jajigram and started towards Jagannath Puri. With great aspiration and hope to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As he was on the way, he reached outskirts of Jagannath Puri. He came to know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already left this world. And he had disappeared in the deity of Tota Gopinath. So when he heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and he will be never able to see him, he decided to enter into the fire. That day, in the he did not have any more like any desire to leave. Lord Chaitanya appeared in his dream as he fell in unconscious. Lord Chaitanya told him that you should go and take shelter of Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit was there in the Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya told that you should know that Gadadhar Pandit is non-different than me. You should learn Srimad Bhagavatam from him. So, with very heavy heart, but with such great anticipation to meet now Gadadhar Pandit. So he went and he requested, I'm really running fast. So he requested Gadadhar Pandit, please, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed me to learn Srimad Bhagavatam from you. So please teach me. So here, what had happened, because of separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit was constantly crying and the tears were flowing from his eyes incessantly. The incessant flow of tears were flowing. And whenever Gadadhar Pandit would sit to read Srimad Bhagavatam and absorb in it, because of tears flowing, that tears have washed off all the ink of Bhagavatam. So nothing was visible. Then Gadadhar Pandit told Srinivas Acharya that, see, my copy of Bhagavatam is not there now. It's all blank. So what I would request, you go back to Bengal, discover, bring one Srimad Bhagavatam copy, then I will teach you. So with great anticipation, Srinivas Acharya, he tried, see how much effort he is taking to learn all this Srimad Bhagavatam, all the scriptures. That is the mercy of Prabhupada. He had given so easily for all of us. He took hard work and he made us easily available, all these books. So Chaitanya Srinivas Acharya searched and brought one Bhagavatam to Puri. But as he reached Puri, he came to know that Gadadhar Pandit has left this world. He got that message. So again he fainted. And again he vowed himself to drown in the Ganges.
And that was like, that was the love for devotees.
So now, again, Lord appeared in his dream, Gaur Gadadhar. Now, Gadadhar Pandit and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, both appeared in his dream. He had a vision and they told him, now you should go to Vrindavan. After meeting all the associates in Bengal, go to Vrindavan. And there you should take shelter of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. So he went to, now after doing whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had instructed, so he went to Vrindavan, from Bengal to Vrindavan. And when he was in Mathura at Vishram Ghat, what he heard? He heard the news, striking his heart, you know, just like that bijli in sky. It struck. So he got the news that Sanatan, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami have recently left this world. So he started weeping. And what is happening? Well, I am so unfortunate that first I did not get darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then again, I could not learn anything from Gadadhar Pandit. Now they told me to go to Vrindavan. There also, I could not take shelter of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. So, he was about to drown himself in Yamuna. But there was one Brahmana who had given this news to Srinivas Acharya. So he said, no, you don't do like that. You should not do that. And again, in his dream, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami appeared and told him that you should study Srimad Bhagavatam under Jiv Goswami. So he went to Vrindavan and he saw the beauty of Vrindavan. He saw that beautiful temple of Radha Govind, which Rupa Goswami, for whom Rupa Goswami had built there. That beautiful deities he saw. And there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared the night before Srinivas came. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the dream of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And he instructed Gopal Bhatta Goswami that you should initiate Srinivas. He is coming tomorrow. And I have already informed him that you are his spiritual master. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself intervened and he told Srinivas Acharya to take initiation from Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and he came in the dream of Gopal Bhatta Goswami to accept Srinivas Acharya as his disciple. And Lord Chaitanya also appeared in the dream of Jiv Goswami and told him, you should teach him the principles of devotional service, bhakti. So Jiv Goswami went to Govind temple and found out Srinivas Acharya and took him to the Gopal Bhatta Goswami and offered him to him. After a few days, Gopal Bhatta Goswami offered Srinivas Acharya at the lotus feet of Shishi Radharaman and gave him initiation. This is the life of Srinivas Acharya. And then afterwards, Srinivas Acharya, when they were returning back to Bengal, he became, like the books were stolen, and he became the spiritual master of the
king in that one Vishnupur, that area. That is the life of Srinivas Acharya. There are many more things that how Srinivas Acharya had a disciple, Ramchandra Kaviraj, and he became the great friend of Narottam Das Thakur. Therefore, in that bhajan, we always sing that Ramachandra Sangha Mange Narottam Das. And he is requesting Srinivas Acharya, please allow your disciple to give me his association. And there was a great friendship between Narottam Das Thakur, Shamanand Pandit, and Srinivas Acharya. So it's a great occasion today, and there is also another devotee disappearance who is a Parmeshwar Thakur. He was the associate of Nityananda Prabhu. I'll just talk one story about him, and we'll end the class today. Sorry, I'm just 5-10 minutes overboard. So, Parmeshwar Gopal Thakur, he was the associate of Nityananda Prabhu. So one day, he would be always in the great ecstasy of chanting the holy name of the Lord. And he is considered as one of the Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, he talks about. He is one of the Gopal in the Lord's association. So he appeared. So one day, as they were performing kirtan, some miscreant, they saw that Parmeshwar Thakur and all these devotees, they are performing kirtan. So what they did, there was one dead fox was lying on the street. So this miscreant, they picked up that dead fox and they threw where Sankirtan was going on. So in this Sankirtan, everyone, when they saw that dead fox fell in midst of Sankirtan, so everyone started condemning all this miscreant. But that time, Parmeshwar Thakur, when he saw that this fox, dead fox, the compassion flowed in his heart, and by glancing at that fox again came back to life. And seeing this miracle, everyone was stunned. And the miscreants, when they saw this happening, they ran away from that place. So this is the glories of this great Vaishnava Acharyas. And by remembering them, we also develop, we also aspire to develop devotion to Lord and dedication at the lotus feet of Guru. So let us pray to Lord Narsingadev, Prahlad Maharaj, Radha Raman Dev, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Shripad Madhavendra Puripad, Srinivas Acharya, and Srila Parmeshwar Thakur, that they bless us, they shower their blessings, so that we, on the path of devotional service, remain focused and take shelter of the devotees and the instructions given by our spiritual master. Hare Krishna. Kindly forgive me, it was a lot to cover today. I had to go 5-10 minutes ahead, whatever prescribed time was there. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Very, very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. So, Prabhuji, do you have time for questions?
Mataji, I have another call at 6:15, 6:20. So, here, ISC.
Okay.
So, if any question is there, if tomorrow you have time, at the same time, 4:50, I can take that question.
No, Prabhuji.
You can ask me now.
Yeah, some other Prabhuji can give class. So.
Okay. So, one or two questions I can take it quickly. No.
Yeah, thank you, Papaji. Please, Hare Krishna devotees, please ask question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanva Pranam, all glories to Shri Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very beautiful class.
Actually, whatever I have heard from different devotees and Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, I have just repeated that. Yes, please.
A quick question, Prabhuji. When you were explaining about Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and then that time you talked about Radha Raman Diti. Now, you also said Radha Raman Diti, it is a combination. They are the combination of different deities. Can you tell me that if I, and then that's the only question. Thank you.
So the deities, actually the feet of Madan Mohan deities are considered the beautiful amongst all the three. So the Radha Raman's feet, they appear like Madan Mohan's feet. The chest is like Govindji's deity, and the face is like Gopinath deity.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Anything else?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Koti koti. Shila Prabhupada, Shila Gurudev ki jai. Shri Radha Gopinath. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your association, reminding us Shri Radha Gopinath memories, and the Chandan Yatra and the Remunas and the Madhvacharya's pastime, and so many things we covered today, Prabhuji. No words to your seva. I feel that sitting in Shri Radha Gopinath and Shri Gurudev is given a lecture to us. Koti koti dhanyavad pranam, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Anybody has any questions?
Yes, Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Just quickly, you know, you were saying that it is only Madhavendra Puri, aside from Lord Chaitanya and Radharani herself, who has his Radha Bhav, you know, so...
Exhibited.
Exhibited.
Yeah, Mahabhav, yes.
Yeah, so I guess I was just wondering, what is it about that personality, why only he exhibited, you know, this Bhav? You know, there are so many exalted, you know, devotees, you know, personal associates, you know. So why only he exhibited this Radha Bhav, you know,
Right.
So Damodar, you know, Ramananda Roy, they did not?
It is written in that way that the Mahabhav, which is Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would experience. Like when Madhvendra Puri Pada was on deathbed, as he was leaving this world, using the word deathbed. But that time it was like that when he was chanting the holy name, and whenever he was remembering the Lord, he was experiencing same ecstasy which Radharani was experiencing. And others, they might have experienced, it's not that only that, but it is written that way that to glorify that personality.
You say that again? The last part?
To glorify Madhvendra Puri's personality, it is written. They, others must have experienced, it's not that they might not have experienced, but it is written in our scripture like that. Therefore, I repeated that same thing. To glorify Madhvendra Puri Pada. I can get back to you. I can get more details why Madhvendra Puri's name is taken, not others taken. That I can clarify.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for taking the time. Taking the time now.
I will send message to the Mataji, Rama Guru Mataji.
Yeah, you can send, and I can send it in the group. Okay.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Lakshmi Mataji.
Yes. So, Prabhuji, thank you so much for this wonderful class today. As you're running out of time, we'd like to wrap up the class. So, very grateful to you, and really look forward to having your association again in future.
Thank you, Mataji, for inviting me and allowing me to speak something on
thank
the
you so much,
glories of the devotees and the Lord.
Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, His face Satyanand Prabhuji ki jai.
All glories to assembled devotees. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti koti.